from Dog Works Radio Network, sponsored by Alaska Dog Works, Professional Canine Training Center in Anchorage, Alaska. This is the Dog Works Radio Show, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Dog Works Radio is part of the one and only 24-hour internet radio network dedicated to dogs. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Dog Works Radio. And you can find all of our episodes over on iTunes. Just search for Dog Works Radio in the search bar, as well as on dogworksradio.com. And I am joined today by Jody Ekberg. She's calling in today to our show. Jody, how's it going?
Oh, fine. How's everything with you?
Everything is fine. How are things in your neck of the woods?
Well, thankfully, we're having a nice day today, but it's been pretty sad here. We lost Frankie on Cinco de Mayo, and it's been pretty hard. I have to admit that.
Right. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Frankie and his story. Can you give a little bit of background about yourself, and then we'll jump into the story?
Sure, no problem. We actually started off, my husband and I we had four Siberian Huskies, and we started off with them because I had cancer, and we were making plans for, I was physically dying, my body was shutting down. We were making plans for after I was gone, and weirdest thing is, I saw a red Siberian Husky in Florida, and my husband was shocked. I wanted it. So when I got even sicker, and we knew that I was going to be gone by 2009, my husband decided to see if he bought me a Siberian Husky, would it help me? And he bought in my first boy, Kane. And it was amazing. Kane gave me the incentive I needed to start finding out what was killing me. Wind up was it was the cancer treatment. I had to stop. And then he helped me to build my body back up and everything. And to be able to, he got me out of a wheelchair and everything. But what we didn't realize is the treatments had weakened my bodies. And over the years, I've had pneumonia and diverticulitis and pancreatitis. So each time something really bad happened, we got another Husky. Frankie was our second one. He came in after two dogs snapped my ankle at a dog park, and I wound up needing surgery because they actually not only snapped it, but they also chipped the bone. So I needed surgery, and I needed to have a bone graft done. But over the years, each time I got really sick, we brought in another Husky. By the time we were done, we wound up with four Siberian Huskies, most amazing dogs in the world. I am the administrator for the Empire State Snow Dog Club. Again, a wonderful, wonderful northern breed dog group. We have almost 1,300 members and way over 2,000 dogs in our group. We do charity events and meetups and everything. Our ultimate goal is I would like us to be the first animal group to ever get into the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which eventually I will get us in. But as I started to heal and everything, my husband and I decided we saw what a dog can do for you. It's amazing how a dog can help you. So we decided that we want to share our boys with everybody. And Frankie was my first boy to become certified as a therapy dog. He became certified in 2014. And started volunteering at a hospital here on Long Island. But
wow, interesting stuff for sure, Jody. So, how did you go about choosing the Siberian? Was it a breed that you've had in the past, or is it just something new? And you thought, wow, this is something that something new to tackle, and why not?
Here's where it's going to be weird, and you're not going to believe this, especially since, I'll tell you, I love dogs now. I love them dearly. I really, really love the breed. I grew up with a dog kennel. My father had 150 dogs. He showed them. He bred them. They were my responsibility as a child. I actually didn't like dogs. I didn't want anything to do with them. It was a very big responsibility thrown at me at a very young age, and it was funny. We were in Florida, and I was in a wheelchair. And there was a red Siberian Husky with blue eyes being sold at a flea market. And I originally rolled past him. I wasn't even interested, but it was something about the eyes that caught me. And I kept rolling back over by him. And something said, I needed the dog. So I drove around the flea market. I finally found my husband. I brought him back. he looked at me and said, "You hate dogs. Why do you want this?" And I said, I want the dog. I don't know why, but for some reason, I felt a connection. And it was a very, very
right.
strong connection. So we were going to buy this red husky, but my husband had said I was really sick, and he knew the dog was in Florida. We live in New York, and he felt if we bought the dog and brought him back here to New York and he didn't make it, all he was doing was putting another nail in my coffin. So my husband refused the day we're leaving. He told me, "We can't buy the dog." So we came back to New York, and I was getting sicker and weaker. And like I said, we started making plans for after I was gone. And then my husband turned around because he knew how I'd reacted in Florida. And he said, "If I get you a husky, will you start fighting?" And that was it. And we wound up bringing home Kane. And it's an amazing, like I said, I grew up with dogs. I've been to Westminster. I've been to all those dog shows. I have never, ever met a breed like a Siberian husky. To me, they're not meant to be dogs. They're children. And they are the best children you could ever have.
You know, I'm partial to them myself. My first dog as an adult was a Siberian husky, and I have a few of the sled dogs. Yeah, they are an amazing breed. But it's interesting that you picked one. You were so that is a tough dog to take on, isn't it?
It was funny because, you know what, everybody kept telling us, a lot of people were very mean when we brought Kane into our life. They turned around, they said we'd never be able to train him, that before he's a year old, he'll either run away or we'll wind up giving him to a shelter, that he'll never be able to be off leash, and they kept telling me, you know, they'll kill small animals, they're going to dig holes in your yard. And my husband and I kept saying, a lot of it has to do with the dog's personality and how much time you put into them. And how much love you give
right.
them in training. And you know what? We were right. Because guess what? 8 years later, we wound up with 4 Siberian Huskies. 3 of them were therapy dogs. I have to admit, a lot of the people at the hospital are very shocked when we walk into the room with Huskies. Because they go by the stereotypical. And they can't believe how mellow and how sweet they are and how well-behaved. But they're a wonderful breed. They're not... I tell everybody all the time, a husky's not meant to be a pet. It's meant to be a family member. If you're looking for a family member who will do everything in the world with you, then yeah, get a Siberian husky. If you're looking for a dog that you're going to play with just when you want to, don't get a husky. They can be very destructive. And our boys are actually our
right.
boys. We don't even call them dogs. We call them the boys.
Nice. So... evidently, you beat cancer and you're in remission now. Did all that work out well for you? I know it's been several years.
The last surgery I had for to have a tumor removed was in 2010, so I haven't had any removed since then. Over the years, I've gotten sick. I've had pneumonia, but my boys have always been there for me. But here's where Frankie comes in. They say that every once in a while, a dog, which they call your heart dog, comes into your life, and that is your canine soulmate. And you just, I love all my boys. Don't get me wrong, Robert. My boys are my life, and I hate
right.
being away from them, and I love being with them. And my husband and I don't travel unless the boys travel with us. But Frankie was different because whatever happened to me happened to Frankie. I broke my ankle. I wound up with a plate and 5 screws in it. Couple of months later, Frankie had double elbow dysplasia. So he had surgery on both his front legs. I did the one leg. I've been stage 3 twice already with cancer. So Frankie went stage 4 twice. But there was just that special connection. Whatever happened to me, it seemed Frankie would experience it as well. He was my first to be
right.
certified as a therapy dog. I kept saying, I want to certify the boys as therapy dogs. I knew that would be the only way I could share them with everybody. Frankie was my first. In 2014, he became certified. The 2 of us were volunteering every Saturday. We were driving for about a half an hour to a hospital. And we'd spend about 4 hours at the hospital visiting with people and just bringing smiles to them, their faces, and making them feel happy and helping them to heal. And it was funny because it wasn't just the patients. The visitors loved him. The staff, they didn't even know who I was. We'd come into the hospital. And it was never, "Hi, Jody, how are you doing?" It was, "Hey, Frank, what's up? Hi, Frankie." Half the people had no idea what my name was, but they all knew him.
It's amazing, isn't it, how how people can refer to our dogs, and you know, they find that connection, and everybody has those connections with dogs, and that's why they make such wonderful therapy animals. My wife Michelle is a therapy trainer as well, and what a unique way to work with our dogs, isn't it?
Well, it's actually so fabulous that Frankie was the first out of our group also to be certified. So I kept going on and telling everybody what a wonderful experience it was. Frankie helped two women before they passed away, and he was there to comfort them. And he lowered their blood pressure so that they were able to relax, and he took away their depression. And they went out on a happy note instead of being sad and depressed. They got to spend time with him. He helped families of people who family members had passed away. And we went into the rooms and everybody was crying. But by the time we left, they were smiling and laughing and playing with him. And they thanked me to bring him to them because they said it was the first time anybody smiled. But I kept telling everybody how wonderful it is and how people, they all seem to really love the Siberian Husky breed. And I've actually encouraged others. My husband turned around. He's now registered as a handler with our two youngest, Zara and Thor. So am I. I was registered with all three boys. We have about a dozen Huskies in our group that are already registered, certified as therapy dogs and actually working. And we have about another dozen right now going through their certification process because of what Frankie was doing and how happy he was making people. Everybody wanted the same opportunity. And those who are working say they can't remember what their life was before they were doing this with their babies and sharing them with everybody. It's the most beautiful feeling in the world to see these people come to life in front of your eyes.
Right. For sure. Let's jump into Frankie's story. I know there's something you definitely want to share. You had mentioned that he was a therapy dog and how he gave back, but he has a very unique and heartwarming story, doesn't he, Jody?
Frankie has a very beautiful story that everybody keeps saying I need to share. And I'm trying, I've been trying to talk about it without crying. And if I get a little choked up, I'm going to apologize right now. But
that's
Frankie
fine.
Was special. Frankie was very special. In 2015, it was right after 4th of July, matter of fact. The day after 4th of July, he stopped eating. He stopped going to the bathroom. And he looked really skinny to me. And I said something to my husband. And he said, no, he looks fine. I said, you know, I think he needs to be weighed. And we were over by PetSmart. We put him on a scale. And it said he was like 55 pounds. And I looked at my husband and I said, there's a problem. I said, he was 67 pounds 2 weeks ago. And my husband kept saying, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. Maybe he was like 60 pounds, but he wasn't 67. So I called my vet, and they said we could bring him in on Monday. And we brought him in, and we put him on the scale. And he was actually he was 55 pounds by the time we got him there. So I asked him, I said, how much did he weigh 2 weeks ago? And they said 67. So we knew he had already lost 12 pounds. So the vet said, listen, I better draw some blood. I don't understand why in 2 weeks he lost 12 pounds. He's not eating, and he's not going to the bathroom. So they drew blood. And he told me, called me that day, and he says, there's a lot of protein in his blood. He goes, I need to do some x-rays. He goes, that's not good. So the next day I took him in for x-rays, and his vet called me and told me he had cancer. He had 15 tumors. He had a really big one pushing on, two big ones pushing on his lungs and a big one right over his heart. I begged him to operate. He says he couldn't be operated on. He wouldn't make it. It was really bad. We went in to pick him up. He had a dozen tumors in his chest, the two big ones over his lungs and the big one over his heart. And they told me he, if we were lucky, he was going to make it to August of 2015. Of course, I fell apart because this is my baby. And I was like, I wish it was me, not him. That's where my group came in. And that's why these people are the most amazing people in the world. They all rallied around me. They all came running to his rescue. I call them Frankie's angels because you hear all the time that there's angels on earth. It's not just a saying. It's the truth because every one of Frankie's angels showed themselves. They set up a UCARE account for him. They found me the most amazing oncologist to take him to. but it was going to be expensive. It was going to be about $20,000, and we didn't have insurance only because I had insurance when Frankie was a puppy, but they wouldn't cover the double elbow dysplasia because they considered it genetic or hereditary. So I dropped it saying, if you don't cover this stuff, what do I need it for? Never expected someday one of my boys to have cancer. So we took him to the oncologist, who turned around to me and told me he had a 90% chance of going into remission. It would be expensive, and it would be a long run. And my friends actually helped us. They turned around. They got the word out about Frankie. They started posting it everywhere, on Instagram, on Facebook. The next thing I knew it, there were collection jars in Delhi. There was auctions going on in Instagram. People we've never, ever met before. I mean, these are people in other countries were donating stuff to auction off and shipping. They were donating to his Ukraine account. There were T-shirts and bandanas created. People in China, in Germany, were posting pictures of their dogs in the bandanas, buying this stuff to help pay for Frankie's chemo, which really amazed me because you see on the news all the time about all these horrible people. Nobody talks about all these beautiful people. Nobody knew us.
Right.
There was only my group who knew us. But all these people came running to his rescue saying he's helped so many others. He deserves a chance to try and live. So they raised $18,000 of the $20,000 for me between auctions, bully bundles. For every bully bundle you bought, they turned around and they donated $5 to his Ukraine account. People were sending him gifts. There were people all over the world praying for him that he would make it, giving us beautiful, beautiful encouraging words. We weren't sure if he was going to make it, but he actually went into remission in October of 2015. I was glad when August came and passed because he was still with us. He started to gain the weight and everything. And by Thanksgiving, his brother Zal was now certified as a therapy dog. And the two of them started volunteering together. So Frankie was able to go back to being a volunteer. A miracle really did happen, even though it was against the odds that he was going to survive. He survived. He made it. He was doing great. We celebrated his year anniversary last year in July. He was still cancer-free. And then in August, it came back again. But this time, it came back on his skull. He wound up, part of the skull deteriorated. It was able to push past there. It was pushing on his brain. He had fluid on his brain. Again, they said he wasn't going to make it. But he is my cancer warrior. His campaign was hashtag Frankie Strong. And he didn't give up. He didn't give up at all. We did MRIs. They were very shocked. He had to have an MRI. They did a biopsy and an ultrasound. And they kept him overnight because they turned around and said, most dogs who go through that are going to have seizures. He woke up the next morning and doing selfies with all the staff and eating. They were shocked. But we started the chemo again. This time I took out a $22,000 401k loan to pay for it. We started the chemo. We were able to get him back into remission. He wound up with an abscess in his leg at 106 temperature, which ruptured, so he had to be rushed into surgery. But again, he survived. We celebrated, I called it his second year of life. We had celebrated his second, his eighth birthday in October of last year, and he started to gain the weight. We actually got him up to 61 pounds. He was 6 pounds off of his normal weight. He was doing great. I mean, absolutely great. He went back to being a therapy dog, helping so many people, encouraging so many more people to certify their dogs. I mean, it's amazing. From what I understand, Love on the Leash, which is the organization he was certified through, they had 17 Siberian Huskies nationwide, and 11 of them were here on Long Island. So it tells you just how many of the dogs went through their certification and passed and started helping others. But he really was doing great. He had all these people praying for him. We all called him our cancer warrior. I mean, he was doing amazing. And all of a sudden this year in March, I was taking him every month. He was going to his oncologist's office to be checked. And this year in March, they found a very tiny lymph node in his neck that was enlarged. So we started him on home chemo. And I almost had him back in remission. I'm still shocked at what happened. he was never in pain. My husband and I had decided that if he was ever in pain or if his quality of life was bad or if the chemo ever hurt him, we wouldn't do it anymore. I mean, he was never, for 22 months, he was never in pain. He never cried. He got to experience everything his friends did. We took 25 Huskies to Ithaca last year. He went with us. He's been to Splish Splash with 100 Huskies to play. He did our charity event. We raise money every year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society through a dog walk. He did the walk with us. I mean, it was amazing. But it did come back in his neck, and we almost had him in remission. And I took him in on May 5th. And that morning, it had gotten a little bit bigger, but they checked his organs. They checked his blood. They checked everything. He was perfectly fine. I brought him home. He was having roast beef with his brothers. He was playing and everything. And then 2 hours after he was home, they said the cancer traveled to his brain and he started to hemorrhage. And I lost him. He started to scream. And I took him back to his oncologist's office. And I have to admit that what they did for him was the most beautiful thing in the world. By the time I got him there, he was laying out flat. And he wasn't bleeding. And one of the gentlemen who worked there came running out to my van. He picked him up in his arms instead of putting him on a cold table. And he carried him into the building. And they did CPR and they brought him back. And they worked on him like crazy trying to save him. But they said it was too far and that he was in too much pain and he was suffering. So one of the neurologists who worked on him last year came into a room with me. And they brought in a bed with a blanket. And the gentleman who carried him in from my van carried him into the room, and they let me lay there with him and kiss him and hug him and tell him how much I love him before we euthanized him. And I wound up losing him. But
wow,
we got something. His oncologist said, Frankie had multicentric lymphoma. At one point, it was even in his spleen. Most dogs don't survive. Frankie survived 99%, or he survived longer than 99% of dogs who have diagnosed with his disease. He helped so many people. He left behind the most amazing legacy ever. There is now over a dozen Siberian Huskies certified as therapy dogs, another dozen going through their certification, and there are more who are going to be going through it. So he has left behind all these dogs that are now following in his footsteps and doing exactly what he did, including his younger brothers. But
right.
There were so many tributes to him after he passed. It was amazing. A lot of people made his photo their profile picture. I'm still getting sympathy cards for him and everything. There were beautiful paintings and drawings made for him. One woman actually commissioned a portrait of him that she's having sent to me. She was picking it up yesterday. But I don't believe he's actually gone. Because I do believe that it's the body that dies. You can never kill a soul or a spirit. So I'm waiting for the day. I know eventually he'll send another husky like him back to me. But in the meantime, until then, I just miss him dearly. He was a great dog, and I don't believe it was his time. We were planning on celebrating his 9th birthday with him in October. The way it happened just doesn't make sense to me. But he left behind, I'm telling you, there are so many wonderful, loving people in this world. I wish the news would report more on them than they do on the bad stuff. He actually was inspiring people when we were going to the hospital. We met cancer patients, and a lot of them were depressed and saying, I'm going to die. And that's when I told them, well, Frankie has cancer. And they would look at me and go, what do you mean he has cancer? I'm like, Frankie has lymphoma. And these people were shocked. They're like, are you serious? I said, yeah. I said, he was supposed to be gone in August of 2015. And he gave them hope. He inspired them. He showed them. Frankie showed people that, first of all, miracles really do happen. He was a miracle. 22 months he survived with lymphoma. And the worst case, he was stage 4. Yet he survived for 22 months. He fought for his life. And he was never in pain. And he enjoyed life. He inspired these people. He showed us, you have to believe. I believe miracles do happen, and that's why I believe another husky he'll send another husky back to us. He's going to send one back to us to fill the void. They'll never take his place, but they will at least fill that void. And I've already decided, because Frankie was my cancer warrior, I will never name another dog Frankie. Whatever husky he sends back to me is going to be named Alexander, because your greatest warrior ever was Alexander the Great. And Frankie will send me back another warrior. So Goose and I have been discussing it. When he does come back, when we do get another one, his name will be Alexander, and he is going to be our warrior. And he showed me, I've made a lot of friends over the years. I haven't met these people in real life, but I feel like I know them, because I'm still shocked on how many people were there for him. Even now, it's funny, we go to the hospital, and we had one the other night. A patient looked at me, and she turned around. She goes, "I'm so sorry about Frankie." And I looked at my husband. I said, "Do you know her?" And he said, "No." I said, "Have we ever visited with her before?" He said, "No." She saw it online. Somehow she saw what happened to him, and she's like, "He was such a beautiful boy. I am so sorry. I cried when I heard he was gone. I was pulling for him. I really thought he was going to make it." But the generosity of people, like I said, they raised $18,000. We wound up paying out $50,000 for his treatment. We sold off our timeshares and everything. Like I said, I took out a 401k loan. But people were donating unselfishly. They never met him before. Yet all these wonderful people, and that's why I called them all Frankie's angels. Those are his angels on earth, and his angels were there. They gave us another 22 months with him. Without everybody, he would have been gone in August of 2015. He made it all the way to May 5th of 2017. And that's because of everybody who was there pulling for him, praying for him, and being there to help us along the way. That's why I say Frankie's story is a story of miracles.
No, I was going to say, I don't want to run out of time here without you finishing your story, but I have a couple of comments before we end the show. First off, isn't social media absolutely amazing for things like this? You know, I host a show with Dorothy Wills Raftery. I know you've been on her show, and you're friends with her. And she does such amazing work on social media for a whole bunch of causes. And I just sit back and just am amazed at how much social media can impact our daily lives, not only with Frankie, but with so many other causes. Without social media, this couldn't have been possible, could it?
No, it wouldn't have. And you know what? I do have one friend. Her name is Janine. Her husky is Sky Blue. Beautiful, beautiful husky. Janine, I call my social media maven, because Janine is the one who was doing all the auctions on Instagram. But she does it for all different animals. It's not just for huskies or just for my boy. Janine is there. And like you said, it's amazing. She puts it out. She tells people what's going on and everything. And all these people are there to help. And it's just amazing on how many wonderful, beautiful people there are out there. And without social media, I definitely would have lost Frankie in August of 2015. He wouldn't have made it. I mean, I didn't know his surgery, everything going on, was going to be so much. I actually took out a care credit card. I was excited, $7,000. That didn't cover anything, really. My husband and I wanted to do it on our own, but we wound up needing help. But
so,
social
Jody,
media is the most important thing. Go ahead.
Jody, we're just about out of time here. We just have a few seconds left. How can people find out more about Frankie? Do you guys have a Facebook page, Instagram? Where can more people find out about Frankie's story and the work that you guys are continuing to do with the therapy dogs as well as the dog group?
All right, the boys do have their own. They have their own Facebook account, which is the Husky Brothers. They are known as the Husky Brothers. On Instagram, they're LI Husky Brothers, you know, at LI Husky Brothers. And we actually, like I said, we started a community page for our group, the Empire State Snow Dog Club. And a lot of stuff is posted on there where people could see the charity events. They could see the dog walk we do. They could see 100 huskies at Splish Splash playing and having a good time. They could see the camping pictures. I mean, they've been to the Mets game. My ultimate goal is I really would like us to be the first animal group to ever get into the Macy's Parade, and I'm working towards it because we do deserve it. And who represents Christmas more than your snow dogs.
Of course, of course. Well, Jody, thank you very much for joining us today. I wanted to make sure you were able to tell your story. I know it's only been a few weeks, and I'm so grateful that you're able to share it with us here on our show, and hopefully we can have this message reach so many people out there. You know, we have people listening all over the world. I know you had folks that that followed Frankie and his adventures and his trials and tribulations with cancer. But let's keep up the good work and let's keep spreading the word. How about it?
I definitely agree. Thank you, Robert. I just want to let you know one thing, because most people don't know. 25% of all dogs every year are diagnosed with cancer. Out of that 25%, 90% don't make it. So people need to know. They have to watch for the symptoms. It wasn't after Frank was diagnosed. I had 10 other people contact me with whose dogs were just diagnosed as well. But 25% of all dogs every year are diagnosed with cancer, and lymphoma is a very big form of it.
Wow.
People need to know this.
Well, thank you.
People were shocked when they found out. But thank you, Robert.
Oh,
I appreciate you having me on and helping me get his story out there.
Hey, no problem. Jody Ekberg calling in from Long Island, New York. And check them out on Facebook, the Husky Brothers. Just put that in the search bar. And make sure that you share your pictures and comments as well. Jody, again, thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, Robert. You have a nice day. Happy holiday, by
you
the way.
You too.
Bye.
No problem. Have a good day, and we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.